Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock in about 25 minutes. Our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast, also a contributor for WSA9.com. He is going to join the program. He was in the locker room yesterday. So we'll get his thoughts on what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the Washington Commanders and what the mood and vibe is right now surrounding this football team, man. I am at a spot right now where, to me, it feels like, hey, this group, despite the season being lost, despite them being in the midst of a seven-game losing streak, there is a whole lot to be optimistic about. And you could say I'm having recency bias. You could say that, you know, I'm looking at this group off of what happened last night, but there's a lot to feel good about. We'll talk about that as we continue to roll throughout the week, man, because I want to go into detail about why I'm so optimistic moving forward. But one thing that we touched on earlier was Dan Quinn and the defensive play calling. I'm still trying to figure it out here. And maybe we can ask you all this on the phones as well at 301-230-0980. The last 2 weeks, we have seen this Commanders defense take a massive step forward. Is that a byproduct of Dan Quinn being the defensive play caller? Or is it a byproduct of playing two mediocre offenses in Miami and Denver? 301-230-0980 is the number. Because I think that's a real question that we have to get to the bottom of. And it's not a fun conversation. It's going to involve some difficult realizations here. You know what I'm saying? Do I think that they're better defensively with DQ as the play caller overall? Probably. They should be. He is more experienced as a play caller than Joe Witt is. But as we know, Dan Quinn made it pretty clear when he first took over. This isn't something that he wanted to do. This is something that he felt he had to do after 11 weeks of football. He felt like he had to take over the defensive play calling. And I think there have been some real differences when it comes to it. These numbers come in via our guy John Keim in True Media. According to True Media, Washington played 10 snaps of man coverage last night. Meaning, over the past 2 weeks, the Commanders have played just 15 man coverage snaps. In the first 10 weeks of the season, they averaged 17 man coverage snaps per game. Over the last 2 weeks, you've only seen it 15 times in total. So what we've seen here is a total philosophical change on the defensive side of the football, to where if Joe Witt just called more zone, we would have more success. I want to know where that mandate came from, because I know that Joe Witt didn't have total autonomy over the play calling. To think that Dan Quinn wasn't a part of meetings, to think that Dan Quinn was totally asleep at the wheel when it comes to the defensive responsibilities, I call poppycock on that all day long. I'll read you the numbers here again because it's staggering here. Last night on Sunday Night Football, and I'm going to go to the exact amount of snaps that they had as a defense yesterday. As a defense, I got to go to Ben Standing's tweet. As a defense, Washington has something like 71 defensive snaps. If I'm not mistaken, as I pull up the drive chart here, 70 defensive snaps last night. On 10 of those snaps, they called man coverage. I would love to know the numbers when they called man over the last 2 weeks. So that hadn't been good. They don't have the horses to cover in man-to-man. They just don't. But last night, they called 10 man coverage snaps out of a total of 70 defensive snaps. You combine those numbers with the numbers from the Dolphins game in Madrid, and over the last 2 weeks, Washington has only played 15 man coverage snaps. They averaged 17 man coverage snaps per game throughout the first 10 weeks of the season. That's the difference right now in this Commanders defense. I don't think it's rocket science. I don't think it's something crazy to unearth. They're just calling more zone. Here's the other thing. Not only are they calling more zone, they're executing the zone at a much higher clip. And I think that is a byproduct of having Mikey Samra still and Jonathan Jones on the perimeter. That corner trio that we're seeing right now of Jonathan Jones, Noah Igbinoghi lined up in the slot, and then Mikey on the other outside spot. Like, I like it. I like it a lot. They've got speed. They're physical in terms of their tackling. Mikey was on one last night, man. Last night may have been one of his best games of the season in terms of putting it all together. Now I got to go look at the individual defensive numbers, but it felt like Mikey wasn't targeted a whole lot last night. It felt like Mikey, they wasn't really trying Slim last night. Mike Samra still last night, 5 targets, 4 receptions, 22 yards allowed. Bobby Wagner was the guy that gave up the most yards yesterday. Targeted a team high 10 times, 6 catches for 86 yards allowed. And a lot of them came on that big Evan Engram play, if we're being real. But, like that's the stuff that impresses me. Javon Kinlaw last night, a team-high 5 pressures. Preston Smith, 4 pressures. But that's the difference to me in what we saw on defense. Dan Quinn called way more zone defense over the last 2 weeks. But I want you to answer this at 301-230-0980. Is the defensive success in the past 2 weeks, is it more of a byproduct of DQ being the play caller, or is it a byproduct of Washington going up against 2 mediocre offenses in Miami and Denver? 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back earlier this afternoon, Dan Quinn gave a little bit of insight into his future as the defensive play caller for the Washington Commanders. You are not going to want to miss what the head coach has to say. You'll hear that next here on the Team 980.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.